Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, Timothy?
Yep.
Hey, man, hold on. Let me get me down for you.
Not again. Oh, this ain't supposed to happen to me.
Keep rocking and keep knocking. Whether you Louboutin it up or Reebokin', you see the hate that they serving.
How are you?
Hello, Timothy.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. Hold on.
What up, Mo?
What up?
You know it's your girl, KC.
Oh, hey.
I've been thinking about this guy. I really feel a lot, and
yeah.
Everything that he's been through, I just want him to trust me.
He should.
I'll never hurt him, but...
But what?
You got him on, man?
Hey, Timothy, it's Raphael. You can just leave us off right here. Hello?
Yeah.
Hello? Yeah, hold on, let me connect. Oh, yeah, Timothy, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, Zon, give me 2 seconds. Let me connect Miguel. Let me connect him, okay? Hold on.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have your
turn. I have Zon Rashad. Have Zon. Okay. Is it that entrance?
Hello?
How are you? Miguel, you guys are on, okay?
Hey, what's going on?
What's going on?
How you doing,
man? Okay, so you guys are on.
Miguel, how you doing, man?
How's it going?
Hold on, sir. How are you?
What's going on?
Not much, man. How you been, man?
I've been good, man. Just on the grind. On the daily grind every day.
Yeah, man. So, first of all, man, for those who aren't familiar with man, why don't you introduce yourself to the listeners so let them know who you are, man.
What's going on? It's your boy, Miguel, the face of Sean John, Dominican male supermodel. We in the building.
Okay. Now, what inspired you or influenced you to want to become a model?
Actually, I got tired of seeing Caucasian cats in magazines and not seeing my type, my kind.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So I was like, okay, it's time to let me see if I can break that, you know, break that monotony of Caucasian guys towards a black man or a Spanish man, either or.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I give props to Tyson Beckford for opening the door for us, so it's definitely credit due on his part.
Right. So how did you actually get your start in modeling?
I got my start through Fat Farm. I actually went to a casting with a friend of mine, and it was actually a casting for him. But when we both got there, they chose to run with me instead of him. So, you know, we kind of got like a little beef because of that in the past. But we're good now. But you know, because he models for Polo Raptor Ren now, and I'm down with Sean Jones. So at the time, he wanted to model. I didn't really want to model. I was playing basketball and boxing at the same time. So like modeling was not in my cards at all.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of fell that way.
Right. You So how long have you actually been modeling as of now? How long have you been modeling?
I'm gonna say about 9 years.
Okay. So you got good time.
You could say really a strong 7 in my first 2 years. I was actually building my book.
Okay.
So, you know, that's basically every model's beginning. Like, you have to build your book in order for you to even become, in order for you to pass that first stage of you know, becoming a model, you got to build a great book.
Mm-hmm. Now, for the past 7 years that you've been modeling, what do you like about it and what you don't like about it?
What I don't like is sometimes I have to sacrifice to fit into some clothes because of the fact that sometimes they use medium models, and I'm more of a large, extra large, so I'm in that category. So every time, like, I go to a shoot, they always have to, like, reorder stuff for me because of the fact that, I'm tall. I'm not short like a lot of guys are. So, like, that's, like, the bad part. That's the only bad part that I can call out. The good part is the sense is that I get to keep the clothes. I don't really have to go shopping ever.
Right.
That's, like, the greatest part ever.
Right. Have you ever met any of your favorite designers that you've always wanted to meet?
Actually, yeah. I met him in Dominican Republic where I was shooting Free magazine. I actually had a 15-page spread in that magazine, and I met him during the process, during the shoot. I met him because he was on set with us. He also wanted to meet me as well because he knew about the whole New York thing that I got going on as far as, you know, being the only Dominican male model in New York. So he wanted to speak to me. We spoke briefly, so he wants to. Hopefully, we're gonna work together now in October for the Caribbean Fashion Week out there in Dominican Republic. But, you know, he reached out to Raphael, so we should be having a ball off in a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Right. So Miguel, what's next for you with your modeling?
Next for me is I want to take it to the next level, and I want to make my transition into acting.
You said you want to do some acting?
Yeah, that's the next category for me. I'm actually working with a coach right now. Her name is Wendy McKenzie. She was the casting director
Who she is. I worked with her in the past.
Okay, yeah, exactly. I'm going to start working with her now. So, slowly but surely, I'll make my transition into acting.
Mm-hmm. All right. I hope you do well with that, man. It's a competitive business out here, man.
Definitely. And anything is competitive.
Oh yeah. As far as the entertainment side, what do you have any disagreements about that?
As far as as far as hip hop or?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And hip hop right now, I'm not really happy to right now with hip hop. Mm-hmm. Just found out today that Fabulous has the number one album in the country, which is a good look for him.
Wow.
Yeah. That's big. Like, I heard that just, you know, this morning. I'm like, that's actually incredible. That's very great on his part. But as far as he goes, like, sidebar, the hip-hop game, I don't think he's doing too well right now.
Right. I was surprised at you. I was surprised at that. I'm be honest.
Me too. I'm very surprised. Like, that's unheard of. But then again, that he's the only one that's out right now.
Right. That's probably why. But I don't want to start no controversy about that.
That's all good.
You model for Sean John. What other designs have you modeled for? Because you said Fat Farm and who else?
Yeah, Fat Farm, Coogi, Azure. I was the face for Azure for a minute, for like a good, from like 04 to 06. Azure, I did a Free Magazine, I've done YRB, I've done XXL, I've done Source, I've done every major magazine publication you can think of, I've done except GQ. That's like the next level.
So have you done any runway? Like any runway model?
Yeah, I've done runway for a lot, numerous people, numerous.
Okay.
On a lot of accounts, yeah.
Okay, well, what was that like? I mean, you got to go out in front of these people, you got to get it perfect, get it right. Were you ever shy at any time or, like, you nervous when you went out there when you first did it?
Yeah, I was shy in the beginning. Like, I'm going to say, like, around, like, 2001, a long time ago, I was shy because it was like, okay, I've never been actually halfway naked in front of people.
Mm-hmm.
So, it was like, once I got used to it, it was like, okay, I got this in the bag. But in the beginning, though, I'm going to say the first 5 or 6 shows, I was really shy.
Mm-hmm.
Even though now and then, I still get shy on it depends on what's the shoot going on, what's the shoot for. Like, for instance, I was just on Wendy Williams on Tuesday, and actually, a little bit, I cramped a little bit, only because I had a Charlie horse on stage. You know, everybody thought that I was, like, being nervous. I wasn't really nervous. I caught a Charlie horse before I even got on stage. So it was like my leg was bothering me, but, you know, it made it look like I was nervous, but I wasn't. I was actually very comfortable.
Right. Well, those Charlie horses happen. It happens. It happens out of the blue, to be exact. So,
yeah.
You know, kind of hard to get rid of. But,
that was very weird, though.
It happens.
Really?
That's what happens.
Yeah, because it never happened before. I'm like, what? I caught a Charlie horse? What's going on?
Right. Actually, I checked out your profile on, was a Model Mayhem. I checked out your profile on there, man. Great, great pictures on there, man. Besides your acting, is there anything else you want to do, man? You plan to since everybody else is on, man, you plan to work on an album, man, and got working on that, man, or what?
Yeah, I'm working on an album, but I'm not no rapper. I'm actually more in the producer type. I actually like being behind the scenes. I'm not really the rapper type, but I know, you know, I have a lot of rapper friends that.
Like
a dish out beats to all day.
Can you actually sing or rap though?
Sing or rap? No, I can't. I wish I could sing.
Uh-huh.
I wish I could sing because I really love R&B as opposed to rap. Rap is cool, but it's like R&B. You know, it's like more of my thing.
We R&B. Somebody needs to bring R&B back to what the real R&B.
My best friend is coming out soon, so he's definitely bringing it back.
Who's coming back?
Brandon Hunt. He's one of my good friends.
Brandon. Yeah.
Brandon's my right hand man right there.
Brandon's a close friend of mine as well. Brandon was on the show. You know, he's on the show. You know, he'll be back on the show pretty soon. Yeah, Brandon Hunt. Yeah, I actually met him. I haven't seen him in a while though, since he did the show in New York. Though I didn't know you know Brandon, man.
Well,
when you speak to him, tell him Timothy said hello, man.
I would definitely let him know. But yeah, I mean, he's gonna change the game, man. I'm like really impressed with his music, being that he's so young and he has so much soul into his work. Which I love, which is dope. You know, not a lot of artists do that. They just sing just because they actually trying to get a check.
Right, yes, that's absolutely right. What do you think about the return of Whitney Houston, man? What do you think about the return of her?
Whitney Houston, that's big. But like I said, I was telling my colleagues before, she needs somebody to make her, you know, diversify her style a little bit. Because we all know she's R&B, slash gospel. We all know that. But, you know, she needs to make it like a club banger. Like, she needs to work with Timbaland or Justin Timberlake, somebody like that, to, you know, to give her a different type of flavor, a different type of sound.
Because
everybody's used to her seeing her in one genre. Like, if she can switch it up a little bit, she'll be fine. But other than that, I'm totally happy that she's back. You know, we need her. She's the queen.
Right.
She needs to renounce her throne. Like, she needs to come back on her throne.
Right. Well, I had the privilege to hear the album, man. So it's, hopefully, you know, when she comes on the show, man, I'm going to speak to her. You know, we're going to talk with her, you know, see things like that.
She has an album coming out?
Yeah, August 31st, man.
So you got a sneak preview of it?
I was at the listening party. I was at the listening party, and she's gonna come on the show, man. I got the opportunity to interview her, man. So it's gonna be a privilege. Back to you, though. Back to you, Miguel. For those people who want to be models, those young guys out there that are just trying to break into the, you know, the fashion, what advice would you give to them?
Well, my advice to upcoming models is to start testing with a lot of photographers, because a lot of models, they don't do that. They take a couple pictures on themselves and they think they're going to, you know, just take over the game, which is not even, it's not possible. They got to do a lot of test shooting, a lot, in order for you to build your craft and, you know, have a signature pose. So it's like definitely test with a lot of photographers and, you know, give yourself some inspection on your book.
Right. Mike, another thing I want to ask you, as a model, I see male and female models, some of them, they suffer from dehydration and anxiety and for anorexia, you know, all that stuff. How do you keep yourself in shape, and how do you keep yourself not from suffering from that or leading to drugs and, you know, all that stuff? How do you keep yourself away from that? Because, I mean, you know it exists, and you're in the model, you know it exists, but how do you keep yourself away from that?
Actually, I just be real with myself. I don't really do drugs. I mean, I drink on occasions. It's like every once in a while, but it's not like, I'm not a heavy drinker, so it's not really embedded in my system like that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've seen models, you know, basically tear their career apart. I'm not one of those guys that do that, because I know where, you know, I know my roots. I know where I come from. I'm not open like that, like every other model is. They're so open up that they're anything to influence them, anything. So it's like, I'm not really like that. And then when I eat well, I eat a lot. I'm not going to front. I eat a lot of burgers, all that stuff. The only thing is I go to the gym and I work out.
I'm burning off, okay.
And I don't really, the anorexia thing, that's not my thing. Like, I cannot eat and then like starve myself like a lot of them do.
Right.
I'm like, come on. It's impossible. I got to eat my rice and beans and my chicken and all that. I have to. The only thing is I just get to the gym and I run it off.
Right.
I'm grateful that I could burn fat off quick.
Okay.
Which is, you know, that's a hard thing for anybody else, but for me, it's easy.
You're one of the lucky ones, man.
Yeah, I mean, I've been blessed with that trait, at least.
You're one of the lucky ones. Now, I'm sure you have a great support system behind you, correct?
Oh yeah, correct. Definitely. I have my publicist. I have my manager, Ernest Montgomery. I have my mom, my father, like my brothers. Everybody's behind me.
Okay. Now, are you the only model in the family?
Yeah, I'm the only model in the family.
Okay.
Everybody else basically like works, like 9 to 5, you know.
Okay. How does the family feel about your accomplishments? You know, you being, you know, a successful model and everything. How do they feel about that? How does mom and dad feel about that?
Oh, they feel, I mean, they embrace it every day. You know, they love the fact that I took a chance. I sacrificed myself, because it was like everybody thinks that you're going to be a millionaire, like, in, you know, a good 6 months, which is not even the case. But I sacrificed a lot, and, you know, and they respect that I sacrificed a lot. They love the fact that I worked hard to build my career. It was not an overnight thing. It took time to build my career.
Okay.
So they respect the fact that I put in hard work, at least.
All right. Miguel, I'm not gonna hold you, but I'm not gonna be before you at all, man. You know, I appreciate you coming on the show, man. And I want you to come back anytime you see fit, man. Don't let this be your last visit, man. Also, man, I know you're gonna be, I know you're probably gonna be busy, man, but one year anniversary. Hello, Miguel? We lost Miguel. We lost him. I'm going to jump into another track, and I'll be right back. Let me find out what happened to Miguel.
Ooh. Why do people smile when no one's smiling? It's 'cause they're thinking of someone they're loving. Keep on believing we are meant to be, and nothing's stopping you and me from going to heaven. Sweetest love, I got the sweetest love. There ain't nothing sweeter. I got the sweetest love, and I can beat it. There ain't nothing sweeter. Now I'm a climber, this mountain's just my ladder. It gets better every second we're together. Ooh, baby, it feels so right. A new beginning starts tonight. The reason for wedding songs is because of you and me. And
shout out to Miguel, Miguel Perindo, for coming on the show, Supermodel. Make sure you guys check him out. Check him out, Grace Supermodel. I don't know what happened, lost connection, but again, the show must go on. Here's Sean Kingston featuring Joel Santana.
I'm looking like, feeling like, acting like money. She looking like, feeling like, acting like she want me. She got what I fiends for, I'm acting like a junkie. Got me buzzing like a bee, you know I'm after that, honey. Yeah, I got my eye on her, I can't keep it off her. She got an eye on me, she can't keep it off me. Bad little shorty, now I know how Lauryn Hill felt, 'cause she killing me softly. Yeah.
There's nothing in this world, there's not another girl that could satisfy my needs. And me really want to take her home. Yo, 'cause she look nice, she is that one of a kind. When me look up in her eyes, then she got me mesmerized. Picture perfect like a Kodak moment. When she kiss me goodnight, then she feel it.
It feels like just the other day that we hooked up.
I was driving, you were smoking, and I swooped you up.
From that moment on, I knew you were the one. Yeah.
I was single, you was lonely, and we fell in love.
We would sit and talk for hours about anything.
Maybe you hang up, no, you hang up, on three hang up.
I bought you with my picture, and I gave you everything.
Said you'd always be my baby, then you bow.
How you gonna
love me?
Somewhere shining even when it rains.
start staring, knowing that it makes you madder. I'm sorry, but seeing you mad is so sexy, yeah.
Could it be the little wrinkle over your nose?
When you make your angry face,
that make me wanna just take off all your clothes.
And sex you all over the place, yeah.
Could it be the little way you storm around?
That makes me wanna tear you down.
Oh.
Baby, I ain't sure, but one thing that I do know is every time you scream, your hands on me,
I wanna touch you.
When we get to arguing,
just gotta kiss you, baby. I don't know why you like that,
but you're just so damn sexy.
When you're mad,
baby, don't think I don't
take you seriously.
But I just can't help the fact your attitude excites me.
So excited.
And you know ain't nothing better.
Angry
sex, oh, then we forget.
can.